大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And this is Dylan. So, Kara, how would you describe my face?
Your face?
Yes.
You kind of have a baby face, like a cute, happy newborn.
Ouch. Well, you look like a chipmunk with your chubby cheeks and big eyes.
At least I look my age.
Okay, good point.
我们今天呢要跟大家聊一聊怎么样去形容一个人的脸型或者说外貌。比如说他刚讲那个 chipmunk.
Yeah. A chipmunk is a small animal in America, that has like big chubby cheeks and a cute little small mouth and big old eyes.
就是那个花栗鼠。
Yeah.
Do you really think so?
A little bit. Yeah. It's a compliment.
好的好的。
Oh, yeah. Okay.
等一下啊，如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以啦。
Okay, so as you may know already, today's pod is going to be about how to describe someone's features.
就是怎么样去描述一个人的外貌特征。
So when speaking about someone's features, we often like to compare it to types of food.
首先呢第一种啊我们描述人的外形的时候啊通常都很喜欢拿食物来做比较比如说
Some examples could include something like an almond face.
Almond.
Almond. You want to pronounce the L. And remember when you say L, your tongue or your 舌头 is going to come outside of your mouth and touch the top of your teeth, okay?
好就是说这个 L 在单词里面发音的时候啊一定要记得把舌头抬高去轻抵你的这个上齿龈，所以这个词呢读 almond,
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 almond.
Perfect.
Okay.
Very good.
那这个词的意思呢就是杏仁儿，所以就说杏仁儿形状的脸。
You could also say something like a pear face.
Pear-shaped face 就是梨形脸。你有一点像梨形脸。
I have a pear-shaped face.
Yeah, a little bit. 好，下一个。
Next, we could talk about an egg face.So it looks kind of like an egg.
就是椭圆形的。
Yeah, but the small end of the egg is pointing downwards.
好的、yeah. 好的。就是那个大家知道鸡蛋它其实是有一半那个椭圆会小一点的所以就是一个倒过来的鸡蛋。
So we also like to compare faces or features to geometric features.
就说除了食物之外呢我们非常喜欢用那种几何形状来形容一个人的脸型。
We could say someone has a round face.
就是圆脸嘛，大圆脸。
An oval face.
就是椭圆形状的脸。
A triangle face, where the top of the head is more flat and pronounced than the bottom of the part.
三角形的脸，准确来讲呢是倒三角形的脸，所以就是下巴很尖，然后那个头顶上的平平的。
Yeah, and then a square face, where your face is like a square. This is usually considered like a handsome face, like me.
好吧你知道吗、yeah. 我们中文里面经常都讲国字脸你知道 do you know how to write the Chinese character 中国的国
yeah
它是不是 kind of like a square,
yeah, square.
对、
yeah.
所以我们中文里面呢会讲国字型的脸
okay
好
So Kara why are some girls obsessed with the double eyelid in China
因为它 looks more awake,
awake.
More energetic awake. And attractive
That's weird because it's actually quite the opposite in America. We consider Asian eyes to be like very beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do.
Personally?
Yeah. Personally, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I guess it's a matter of exposure, right? You don't often see double eyelids in China, which is why you consider it attractive.
因为对他们来讲呢几乎所有人都是双眼皮所以他们会觉得说亚洲眼型非常的美但是呢我们这边会单眼皮比较多就会觉得双眼皮比较美就是那种 people always want the opposite of what they possess
exactly yeah in China do they consider like the full plump lips to be attractive like
no.
this
no
oh in America they do
oh 我知道
yeah so are thin lips considered unattractive
That depends, I guess.
Okay. I also heard it's attractive to have a big nose in China. Is that right? Like
yeah.
a big, long, 高鼻子
就是那个 the bridge of the nose.
The bridge of the nose.
要高要
like,
tall.
Right
yeah.
Oh. Do I have a big, big bridge nose?
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. So, now let's talk about body types, okay?
接下来呢我们来聊一聊身形就是你这个身材的形状。
Much like a pear-shaped face, we can also use pear-shaped to to describe someone's body.
嗯，就是小胸，然后 fat ass, right?
yes, you could say that. But it's not nice to say that.
嗯，就是如果你去形容人家平胸肥屁股，当然就不太好了。但是如果你讲这个 pear shaped, 就还 OK。
So, Kara, do you know the word for short and small in English? If someone is short and small?
No.
Ah.
是不是可以讲 chunky?
No, not chunky. So, sometimes, this is why English can be so hard, because we use many different languages. We use a French word to describe someone who is short and small.
What is that?
That word is petite.
Petite.
Petite. P-E-T-I-T-E.
Ah.
Yes. You should never call someone small or short in English because it's considered rude.
所以我们是讲 she is petite 还是 she is a petite?
She is petite.
Ah, 好，所以它是一个形容词。
Yes. The next one we should talk about is the hourglass shape. Do you know what an hourglass is? It's used to keep time.
对，就是那个沙漏。通常的这种身材就是 considered attractive, 是吧？
Yeah,
for a woman.
Exactly. And last but not least is the apple or the inverted triangle shape. This is when the top of the person's body is bigger than the bottom. So imagine like a big muscular man like me with a little skinny waist.
你就瞎讲吧。这个 inverted.
Inverted, it means upside down.
对，就是倒三角，这种就是男性身材，如果是倒三角，就是非常标准的，有魅力的身材了。
So I would like to remind all of our listeners that no matter what your body shape is, don't let that get you down. You're beautiful in our eyes, and we love you.
好的。
懂不懂？
懂。
啊。
就是不管你的身材，你的样貌是什么样子的话，都要接受它，要 embrace it.
Yeah.
嗯，对。干了一下、
yeah.
好那今天呢我们的节目就到这里了我是卡拉
And this is Dylan
我们下期见拜拜
Stay classy
另外呢如果说大家想要了解更多实用生活中常用的英文口语的话我们早安英文在喜马拉雅平台为大家独家录制了一档栏目叫做英文口语急救包大家可以到喜马拉雅搜索急救包或者早安英文就可以看见了同时呢早安英文除了录制免费的音频节目之外我们也有精心制作付费的课程帮助大家更加系统的提高英文大家可以到早安英文的微信公众号私信回复会员两个字就可以了解课程详情了